100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Haven't caught the virus, I think. No fever, no coughing. I mean, but, you know, wash your fucking hands. Okay, there. I earned the explicit tag. Really, wash your fucking hands. Do all the security theater crap. Some asshole's still gonna probably cough on you. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories. We got a bunch of stories, in spite of all the chaos and people fighting over toilet paper, you stayed true to your art. And here are the stories on the topic of gate. So, I mean, if you're self-quarantined or any of that stuff, what are you gonna do? Binge watch this, that, walk on your treadmill, wash your hands 50 times a day even though you're not in contact with anyone, and get food delivery from someone who's probably, you know, got the plague. That's how life is. It's just, isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Anyway, here are the stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Gate. To get to the gate, you had to cross the River of Sighs, descend 1,000 iron steps of forgiveness, swim the River of Sorrow, tunnel through the Mountain of Memories, fill out form AW-42-1066E, clear your mind of all thoughts, change out of yesterday's underwear, run without scissors, slowly back out of the room, meet you halfway, stand on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Is a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me? Come on, baby, don't stay maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi, this is Dave. You can find me on the internet as Jaded Dave. This is my contribution to this week's prompt of Gate.
My wife, my children are gone. Ash and smoke are all that remain. This land belongs to the shades. A fiery anger rages within me, and if I don't turn away from my fury, I too will be consumed and lost. Will my heart of flesh turn to stone? I surveyed what was our home. The gate to my hell house still stands. My anger finds its target and it shall not prevail. I push it over with ease. It does not give me the pleasure I seek. My sorrow overtakes me and I violently sob uncontrollably as angels descend.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It's not very impressive, is it? Satan shrugged. You can blame the budget cuts for that. She snorted. The new gate into hell was just a little disappointing. It was the cheapest the local DIY store had in stock. And someone had bent the hinges during the fitting. So now it wouldn't close properly. Maybe some positive PR? I suggested. Call it the portal to the abyss or something? Anyway, once the everlasting torture starts, who's going to care? Satan slowly shook her head. Yeah. About the torture thing. We're downgrading to a good telling off. Budget cuts, I'm afraid.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. And here's my story. At the gate, the entangled cables cover the walls and sneak through. No one knew what they were for, and no one asked. As the days went by, more cables appeared, increasing the entanglement of the hopelessly entangled mess. And then came the kid. He unplugged all the cables, straightened them up, and plugged them all back in. It took him a while, too, but he was pleased with himself. He smiled and walked away. No one in town had the heart to complain about the hours with no power, but they did make sure to avoid any future entanglements. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I don't have the coronavirus yet. This is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge, number 725, with the prompt of gate. Check this one out. Marissa slapped her father's arm. Daddy. It doesn't matter how he flies, I just want to fly with him. Just then, Bilbert's father came through the gate to the side yard, smiling. Did someone say something about flies? Do you know what has six wheels, and flies? Mr. Albraghetti rolled his eyes. Garbage trucks have eight wheels around here. And, your son is going to take my daughter flying. What do I do, Dad? His father shrugged. Go ahead, son. We'll have the agency come around later and do a memory wipe. But, then we'll have to move away, again. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Torabra Zoyano here. Not dead yet. I guess we'll all have to start saying that. Or at least, noticing it. My story this week is on the word gate. The great doors open only at festivals. On ordinary days, the congregation enter by the door within the door, the wicket gate. Others enter by the wicked gate and pass among the congregation unseen, except by the priest. In vain he tries to exorcise and seal the wicked gate, and in vain he preaches to the congregation to awake and witness the demons. Even the Eucharist is without power to dispel them, and he despairs. For this world is but the refuse of the resurrection, an unwinding clockwork imagining itself to live on, the drying cocoon of a departed butterfly.
Good morning, this is Richard, and I don't seem to have succumbed to any sort of virus unlike the rest of the world, which is a pity because I could do with a couple of weeks off. Never mind. This is my story on the topic gate. It's called The Park. The old man smiled at us and threw his arms open in an expansive gesture, beckoning us forward with his distinctive cane topped with the amber handle. This was the moment we'd all been waiting for. All the secrecy, all the hype, and all the intrigue had led to this moment. He paused, then smiled again. Welcome to Silurian Park. The great gates swung open and the vehicles rolled through. The press reception afterwards was subdued. So, no dinosaurs then? Well, no, they came much later. But you have to admit, the ferns and lichen are all pretty impressive, huh? Okay, there you go. I'm all done. I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Yeah, they took our temperatures as we boarded. But all through the flight, a guy's hacking and coughing in economy. He's been told to self-quarantine, but he didn't listen. Typical. The pilot had announced that we would be changing gates on arrival. We'd be met by airport security and put under quarantine for the virus. "Why the fuck did you let that asshole on?" shouts a guy in first class. While everyone's arguing with the flight attendant, I reach into the storage compartment, get out the demonstration seatbelt, and loop it around his neck. At least he'll stop coughing.
And there you have it! A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of gate. Hey, folks, wash your hands, stay safe, be cool, don't do anything too stupid. And if you catch it, which most of you probably will, you know what? Self-quarantine, do your best. Oh my God, I still gotta go into work. Really? Congratulations, you just killed 10 of your coworkers. And as much as you loathe some of them, that's uncool, man. Because some of them are good. That nice person that let you have that parking space. The person that reminded you, hey, there's a meeting coming up. I mean, as much as you hate meetings, hey, you could have missed it and, you know, bad things happen. So be cool to each other. Be excellent to each other and party on, dude. All right? Minge watch things and walk in your treadmill and do whatever. But come on. Hey, it's the species. Some jackass ate a pangolin or screwed a fruit bat or whatever in China. Okay, oops. Well, you know, it's going to happen. People do some weird shit. Anyway, the next topic is up there on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The topic is golf. So, what are you going to do? You're in quarantine. You ran out of toilet paper. You can't write your stories down on toilet paper. So, you know what to do. Be creative. Or go back through the archives, listen to some stuff, write some more stories. I don't know. Try not to sneeze on anyone. I will see y'all next week unless I catch the virus and croak. Until then, thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.